Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Chardonnay Podcast. My name is Evan Toma, and I have three guests with me today. To my right is J.R. Andrews. Sitting right across from me is Ethan Biddle, and to my left is Fernando Mangana. Today, we are going to be discussing our favorite memories from our recent trip to Napa Valley. Starting out on my right, J.R., tell me a little bit about what you really liked from this trip.
One of my favorite things, aside from hanging with some of my closest friends and coming back after college, is definitely the time that we spent in the wine tours that we went on. We went on some really nice wine tours, tried some really expensive wine, and on top of that, we had just a fantastic time taking photos and enjoying the vineyards.
Yeah, that bottle of Insignia was crazy.
That bottle was great.
Insane. And the views were insane.
Yeah, those views are crazy as well.
Yeah, looking out at these huge vineyards and just getting premium wine. You don't get that every day, like at home or at school, especially when you're buying that $5 cheap wine out of a box. Really change the scenery.
Yeah, the 12 for 36 at Trader Joe's is a staple of mine.
For real.
I'd have to say my favorite part of this trip, maybe contrary to popular belief, but the golf round today. Earlier this morning was a lot of fun for me. Not the best golf player in the world, never claimed to be, but always a great time to be out there with the boys. And you know, you hit a couple shots and you feel good about yourself, and you walk away with that. So yeah, it was a great time.
Yeah, I'm gonna piggyback off Biddle there. The course was just beautiful. Like, it started off real slow, kind of cold out there. But I started off hot, so I can't really complain. Kind of died down towards the end, but we'll talk about that on a different day.
Yeah, I would have to agree with you guys, Ethan and Fernando. My favorite part was also hitting the golf course. It was really fun to hit a few nice drives out there, enjoy the views, and also sink a few putts. Shot an 88 today, so could definitely go lower, but I'm very happy with
definitely.
That.
Definitely. Yeah.
The community, the little community in Napa is also awesome. Like, you have like the local small stores, like everything's pretty close. It's just very quiet. It's like you get a break from the city and stuff like that, like the stress. You don't really worry about that out here.
I agree. Definitely a nice place to sit down and relax and enjoy some really good food.
Did you guys have any favorite restaurants while we were here? Or favorite dishes?
My personal favorite has to be R&D. R&D had one of the most delicious cheeseburgers I've ever had. It was up there with Gott's, which I tried for the very first time. That bacon cheeseburger, french fries, and onion rings. That's going to be a staple for me.
This man mucked that food. Like, that had no chance.
Sub 3 minutes.
Yeah, I would not be surprised. That's not a joke. But, yeah, the food was great. Right now, the barbecue we just made is great.
I agree. One of my favorite moments right now.
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah, the best chefs in Napa are at this table right here.
Honestly, yeah. We might open up a spot around here.
Chardonnay podcast got some chefs on the pod. Dude.
Yeah,
got some great chefs on the pod.
Had a little scary moments there. I overcooked something, but we made it through. It wasn't anything crazy.
Yeah, burned a couple hot dogs, but it's okay.
Had to hide some of the burn marks on the dogs.
Yeah, just as long as you put them face down, it turns out.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
No one them on glass these days. Oh my lord.
Anyways. So Ethan, what was your favorite shot out there on the golf course today?
My favorite shot had to be how I ended. I had a nice chip onto the green to end it off. We won't talk about the putt afterwards, but the chip onto the green was great and felt pretty good, felt pure, and you know, those are the shots that keep you coming back. Yeah. So
He's happy with that last shot because it meant it was finally over. So
true. I was excited for Gott's. That you're right. I was looking forward to the Napa staple of Gott's. My tummy was rumbling, so I was ready for that lunch.
Gott's sponsor us. This pod loves you guys.
Yeah, we got the bread sponsorship.
All right, and it looks like we're about out of time for today. Thank you guys for listening, and make sure to just tune back in. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Thank you.